Harper Children's Audio presents The Magic Thief, Book 3, Found, by Sarah Prineas, performed by Greg Steinbruner. Copyright 2010 by Sarah Prineas. Production copyright 2010 by HarperCollins Publishers.
Chapter 1. A wizard is a lot like a thief. If a wizard has quick hands, he can make things disappear. He can even make himself disappear. I lurked in my alley's shadows, waiting for the wizard. Winter was just beginning, and the air had a sharp edge of cold. The night was thick with river fog and factory soot, and it was quiet, nobody about. A good night for minions and misery eels. I shivered and hunched into my coat. What was taking him so long? Then I heard it. Step, step, tap. Step, step, tap. Neverry, wizard and city magister, was coming up the steep street toward me. He paused, peering into the shadows with his keen gleam eyes. Fog smoked around him. He couldn't see me. For melting into shadows, I wore dark brown trousers and the black sweater Bennett had knitted for me. My black shaggy hair hung down in my eyes. Over it all, I had on my black coat with the shabby velvet collar, the one Neverie had given me when I'd been in the Dawn Palace jail cells, a place I'd spent too much time in lately. He'd hidden lockpick wires in the collar, and I'd used them to escape. That had been almost 10 days ago. On Neverie went, step, step, and then tap with his cane past my dark alley. As he passed, I darted Featherfoot out of the shadows and, quick hands, lifted the purse string out of the pocket of his cloak, then stepped back into the alley. His Locus Magicalicus was in his pocket too, but I knew better now than to nick it. He went on, and I padded after him, sticking to the edge of the street where I could duck into a doorway to hide if he looked back. He went round a corner onto Half-Chick Lane and stopped. The tumble-down houses on each side of the street were dark shadows leaning against each other, with slices of dark narrow alley between them.
"Well, boy,"
he said, his voice loud in the quiet street,
"aren't you going to pick my pocket?"
I stepped out from the shadows. "Never, I already did." He whirled around and leaned on his cane, scowling at me. "You were distracted," I said. "You have to pay attention."
"Curse it, Conware,"
Neverie said. "Now give the money back." "If you want it back, you'll have to pick it from my coat pocket." Carefully, so he couldn't see, I slid his purse string up inside the sleeve of my sweater. Distraction, that was the key.
"Learning to pick locks was easier,"
Neverie grumbled. He'd been better at it, too. He was a wizard, but he was good at thinking like a thief. I'd taught him lockpicking back when we'd lived together at Heart's Ease, his mansion house. He handed me my knapsack, which he'd been carrying. It was full of food, biscuits from Bennett, packets of bacon and cheese, apples and wax candles. I nodded toward the street where it led down the hill. "I'll walk with you back to the bridge, all right? And you can try me on the way."
"And you'll be distracted, will you, boy?"
I grinned. "I'll pretend I am, Neverie." I slung the knapsack onto my back and we headed down Half-Chick Lane and turned onto Strangle Street. I kept my eyes on the shadows just in case anyone was following us. Neverie said after a short while.
"Have you, read the treatise about Arianvar?"
Arianvar. The dread magic. I didn't need to read about Arianvar. I had enough experience with it. At the same moment, I felt his hand grope in my coat pocket. Good try. I stepped sideways and glanced at him, shaking my head.
"Curse it," he muttered.
We turned another corner onto Shirttail Street, which led straight down toward the bridge. From here, as we walked, we had a view across the rushing black river to the sunrise, the nice part of the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?